go. Here we go.
Hello, hello, hello.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gents.
It has been a little bit of a wait.
It's been like 2 weeks.
It has, right?
Yeah. But we're back.
And why has it been 2 weeks, Julia?
Because we've been busy getting a dune. I'm trying to get like a sound effect. Yeah, getting it done.
Getting it done and dirty.
Oh, I'll stop.
So we've been working on our accents and we've realized that it's gotten to the point where it's like not even Scottish anymore. It's like...
It's our own accent.
And we have our own tone. We're on tone now. I don't think anyone else can do it anymore.
I do that Wonder Boys. I know, like,
I want to know if it's like similar to anything because like, it's not like British anymore.
No,
it's not like Scottish.
Not.
Oh, no. And it's not Irish.
Irish.
I can't even do it. Oh my God. So like, I don't know what it is.
Nobody knows.
But I feel like it could be like somewhat like Denmark-y. I can't believe I just said that.
Denmark.
Danish. I should have
Danish.
Danish or like something European.
We should European.
Like, oh my God. It could be one of those accents where it's like, it's because it's our second language. So this is the accent. Second language accent. All right, we have to stop. Okay.
All right. So.
So, Julia.
So, what have we been up to?
Yes. Why don't you go first?
We've been up to Feng Yun Bang.
Yes,
pretty much. That's what we've been up to.
Mm.
And, like, that's why we didn't, like, record last week.
Right, because we really, honestly, we needed that sleep and time.
Yeah. And also, you practiced so much. You had your rehearsals, like, all the time. You had, like, new dance moves to, like, learn.
That was
your part,
in a rush.
Yeah, your part had a lot of stuff going on.
I realized, although we've been talking about the whole Feng Yun Bang thing since, like, last year.
Yeah.
After, like, planning everything, getting the new song, and, like, getting all your instrumental and stuff, we actually had it really last minute, I feel.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, it was good. It wasn't, like, super, like... But I feel like it's so funny how we were like, oh, well I was like, I'm going to, like, do it really early, and I'm going to get everything done. And then at the last minute, I'm like, oh, shit, am I going to remember this?
You did, though. You remembered all those.
But there
dances.
Were some spots that I forgot, but... It's okay. I feel like that's a part of like the live thing. Like that's a part of the live thing. What
okay.
am I? What am I saying? I mean, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fun part because like it's very unpredictable.
Yeah,
and like sometimes my shoes get a little bit slidey, or I'm like,
dude,
oh gosh, or like something
in those heels. It's incredible.
Honestly, those heels are actually really good to dance. They're really like they got platforms.
Chunky?
Yeah, they're chunky.
So
what? And as long as I'm very, like, you know, like, in my ground.
对,你可以hold住.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot better. As opposed to, like, those 很细跟 stilettos.
Oh,
no, no, no. 那个好。那个,
那个真的看起来就很 painful.
Yeah. Your shoes were really cool, too.
Ah.
Julia had these dope as, like, they were these Nike, like, green. And I saw them yesterday, and I was like, what is that? Oh, they
had, like, 后面有那种...
就是有点打开 foamy 的一个形状。And they're really cool. And I was like, I've never seen a shoe like this in my life. Like, I. And then.
It's an interesting design.
It is. It was very good. So
very
I feel like we were very good on the shoe game.
Yes.
Been stepping up our shoe game.
I absolutely hate it when like people give me really high heels or uncomfortable high heels. If it's like chunky and it's 舒服, we're okay. 但是有一些那个鞋的那个模型是很不舒服，你的脚就是很不科学的一个坡.
And then you get like blisters and stuff.
Yeah, 然后你就是走几步路都觉得很 painful. 那何况你要还要唱歌. I'm just like dying. I haven't practiced to that point where I can handle all types of shoes yet.
Yeah, no, I feel like the best, if I was your height, I would definitely be wearing like sneakers all the time.
Right, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not used to like wearing heels because I never really.
If you wore heels, you'd be taller than everybody else. Everyone would just be like, and if you had dancers, they would be like.
I would just be like that. My head would just pop out.
Yeah,
my
but
neck,
that would be kind
my
of
neck
cool.
Would
that
be
would
like,
be very like shy. Like Julia's.
I'm that giraffe in the group.
Oh my God. I saw this thing on Instagram recently where you can go to like live in this place, like this accommodation, and they have giraffes on their
giraffe.
Property. And they like put their head in through the second story. Oh my God, I'm gonna show you. I like literally saw it the other day. And oh it's so cute. And I saw this couple, like, I think they were out there for the anniversary.
Aww.
And they were like having breakfast. And then you see these giraffes just like pop in. They're like, hello, good morning. It's just like,
I love giraffes.
You do.
Giraffes are like my spirit animal, I would say.
That is so cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They're like,
hopefully COVID ends and you can get a chance to go to this giraffe house. It's very cute. But actually, getting back to the folio.
Right. We always go
I wanted off. To congratulate you for being Artist of the Year.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. So sweet of you. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
I have to say, I saw you last year.
Yeah.
And I got to sit at Xiaojudan. Like the front, and I saw you, and I remember that. I remember you said you got mal.
Yeah, dude. So last year, I never told the story, but I was in the fucking hospital.
You like were
the week before. Now I can say it because the day before the actual Fo Yun Bang, we had rehearsals and sound checks.
Uh-huh.
I had a goddamn DND like stuck here. 因为我不能一直拿出来，因为我回去要继续点嘛。
为什么？
So
what
like,
happened?
I got
like
A 流。
Oh, yeah. Damn. I had that
A-Lio.
Too, like a couple
never
of years. That
it.
Is so bad.
Never had it in my entire life.
那个超级严重,你的头会直接烧掉.
Yeah,
I had
it.
That too.
Killed me, almost.
It was, oh, 对,真的A6真的很.
I was in there for quite a while.
Honestly, because Albert and I were sitting up there and Terry had told me like, you know, you were... You're struggling. But I couldn't tell. You looked
Thanks,
and I remember very clearly you had that side hair thing and you were sitting on the chair.
It was like a sofa, comfy.
Yes,
sofa.
Yes. And I was sitting there and I was like to Albert, and I think back then Albert and you hadn't like gotten to know each other that well
yet.
No,
not
and
really.
And he was like, oh, like because he had heard from his friends, like, you know, Julia, the Xingren, you know, she's she's very hot right now. And he was like, oh, okay, get out, Julia. And then I was like, and he was like, oh, that always happened. I was like, did you know she's sick? And she's still like saying that. He's like,
oh, and
it was very good. And then, like, fast forward 1 year and boop, 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 you're the artist.
Dude, so like, I can't believe, like, I almost forgot actually. 我差点忘记, like, 今年是 artist, 就是十大风云歌手.
I feel like
we
such
were,
an
like,
achievement
thank you,
for,
baby.
You know,
thank
you and China House. I have to say, we are all
I mean,
proud.
It's a team effort. Like, you have really have
it's
to understand, like, everything that I have now like from day one it hasn't been just like me, you know what I mean, it's like a team of everybody in the company.
That's right,
including yourself.
I have to say
like before China House.
I have to say, like, to be able to play a part in this lovely journey of yours, I have to say,
what is this, like, 感谢?
It is I feel like it's so funny. So like I was saying, I remember I've been saying recently, I'm very happy because like you're joining China House. It's actually been nearly a year and time flies.
Oh,
like,
shit,
really?
Wait,
fast.
你去年几月份来的?
Was this, like around April-ish, around my birthday-ish.
四五月, huh?
Yeah, and like before that, we did better
that's
and stuff.
Right.
So I was like, you know,
oh,
still
that's
here.
Right.
Yeah, and I was, it's incredible.
Time flies.
It really does. And like, I know we went through like, you know, ups and downs and like bumpy stuff, you know, with work. But
that's
like
life, man. We got each other. Like,
I feel like this
we
year
got through it.
Has been pretty good.
So far, so good.
I know.
Knocking on wood.
I do. And I feel like everything is just, you know, very great. And the Fo Yun Bang was really great. I mean, like, it's so lovely how, you know, seeing how much you have like grown in a year. It's just like,
mate.
Incredible.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. And I wanted to ask you this.
Oh.
How did you come up with having that many dancers for this performance? Because I think she's winning by like,
oh, no,
like
no.
Nobody else had that many dancers.
I really have to say, I was actually inspired by one of our YouTube nights. Remember how we would always be at Terry's and we would watch YouTube until like 2 a.m. with like
nights.
Jimbo and everyone. And Julie and I would love to take a walk down memory lane.
Brittany
and friggin' Christina Aguilera and Destiny's Child.
Ooh, say my name.
Oh my God. Anyways. And I remember watching Beyonce with you and watching all of her awesome live performances. And Albert pointed out to me that she uses like an all-girl, like,
girl,
you know,
gang.
Band, dancers, everything.
Right,
and I was like, that is really dope. And it's something that, like, you know, I feel like I've known a lot of my dancers for a long time. And this part of like the choreography, I actually got like some of my dancers to like choreograph too. Right. So it was like a real team effort. Oh, and originally so nice. I actually wanted 20 dancers.
Yeah.
Because I felt like 20 is like an army and we're going to like do all this army shit. But then they were like, oh, I don't think the stage can take 20.
Wait, so how many people in the end were
in
there?
The end, not including me, there were 16. So including myself, was 17. Well, yeah,
almost there.
We were roughly. Like, I was fighting for it because originally they were like 12, and I was like, no, I want it to. They're like, it's gonna look really packed, and I'm like, that's
no,
how
yeah,
I want it to be
really packed.
I want it to have a little bit of yapulgam, but not to the point where it's like in your face. So yeah. I feel like the stage was so beautiful, like baby, it's in the siga,
yeah,
漂亮的地方. So it was a really good. And I have to say, like you know, Daoye and I, and like all the 视觉灯光啊, like
right.
holy
really
shit,
nice.
It was cool. Like,
really nice.
I remember seeing Google's concert
yeah.
with you, and I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
shit, like
all
blown
the
away.
Laser lights and stuff.
That
like,
was
pew,
dope.
Pew, pew, pew. And I was like,
yeah,
all right.
And then the Fong Bang, you know, the Kicker Box team did so well too.
Yeah.
I think with everyone's studio, because I watched like Jimbo's, I watched like, you know, I watched like a lot of, I obviously watched yours. And
right.
I just felt like, oh, everyone had their.
有在做. The stage looked great.
Mm.
I mean, like, I've seen it. Like, I've done this 3 times now, 3 years in a row. I've been
insane.
Really lucky to do it. Mm. And, like, for the first 2 years, I was just a guest performer, just 表演嘉宾.
I see.
And then this year, I was, like, actually,
you had your 10-minute slot?
I was like, oh, my. Oh, my.
Honestly, I remember the last time I did Feng Yun Bang when I was, like, 19.
Shit, that's and so cool.
Honestly,
wow.
like, so my Chinese is really bad, and I didn't even.
Oh my God.
Like, okay. It's not that I didn't. It's not that I didn't know. Like, I know, like, you know, KK Box, but like when I hear Feng Yun Bang, I don't hear like
what it means.
Feng Yun and then Bang, Bang Shang the Bang. I didn't hear that when I was younger. I just thought, what is Feng Yun Bang? I thought it was like a brand or like a thing.
Right.
And it's only I understood, oh, Bang Shang the.
Yes, it's that bang, bang,
and it took me
bang.
A couple of years to figure that out because I'm an idiot. And I don't mean to be, but I just am.
No, that's all right. That's all
And then
good.
I figured it out. And then I was like, oh, so I actually won something.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm like an idiot. And then so like, oh my gosh. And then unfortunately, I didn't get to like keep all of my trophies. From when I was younger. Not like anything personal. I think I left them at like, you know, the company because like, you know, they were the 团队 that helped me get there. And I just, you know, they were already
so
in the shelf and, you know, they look so beautiful
yeah.
there. So I never ended up like, you know, taking them. But I have a picture. And
yeah.
I was just like, oh shit, that's right. Like, you know, and I just feel like it's so amazing that KK Box from like, you know, way back in the day was
right.
doing this. And now we're still doing it. And it's
yeah.
just like…
They've been doing it for a long time, like 十几.
That's right. And I think I've done it. Like, I remember the last time I did it. Oh my God, I looked like a chicken. I was looking at it because, like,
come
you know,
on
like YouTube, it'll like come up. I looked really funny. I mean, like,
you're
I like looking back and looking at like my 可爱的造型. Like, you know, like you've always looked sexy. Like, you've always had your.
No, I've had.
That's you, dude. But
I've had my ugly moments
excuse
too.
Excuse me. Do you want to compare it to me?
I won't. But
I have been
saying.
Dressed up as a sexy deer, a cheerleading rabbit,
yeah,
a purple cheerleader.
I do remember
with
that.
A Mickey.
I kind of like that one.
That
though.
Was
kind of
cute.
Kind of cute. Yeah.
And I had a horse with like a long like wooden.
That was
that
a,
was
little
a little
questionable.
And I had to do cartwheels. That was a,
that was interesting.
And
I
then,
mean, who thought of that?
And then I had like that, the hair. I had like the
oh,
unicorn, like the blue dick on my head. Like that's what all my friends thought it was. It was so.
That was
but
something
I have
else.
To say, it was so creative. And I have to
oh,
say,
yeah.
like, I really enjoyed it because 我那个时候的企划的哥哥，他其实说，因为你吃素， I want to like create like a 动物园 for you.
Yeah,
and although it was very,
sweet.
Very like, crazy and
yeah.
like awesome.
Yeah.
But it was very sweet.
That is very sweet.
It was very sweet. So I
looking
look back and although I think it is like outrageous and out of this world, but I think it's like, you know, I can say that I've been a sexy lamb before.
That's right. Not a lot of people can say that.
And I got to fake play the piano. It was like terrible. Da, 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 da,
I remember
da, da, da.
You were like doing that.
And I was just like, oh my God, I can't play this song. Where's Julia when I need her? I need my hand model.
Is the music video still up?
Oh my God, I hope not.
Let's go check it out later. All right.
And except for, I'm just checking the time because, you know, we're keeping it nice and tight.
Nice and tight. Should we tell them a little bit about what happened last night?
Yes. I don't think we should tell them a little bit. I think we should tell them a lot because I actually have some videos.
Do you now?
Yes, but we will edit it into a perfect little Gen G.
In the video version.
So you guys can cheat that
each
out. But yeah. I got it on my phone. It's some very, very valuable stuff.
Wait, so Mel gonna ask
you. We don't even know what we're talking about.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
We could like there's a little bit of history on this topic.
All right, here we go.
So like, you know, when you bring okay. I'm gonna stop with the annoying accent. So like 平常你带就是如果你有朋友来台北来台湾玩，你会带他们去吃，就是有点顶泰丰啊，然后你会带他们去逛夜市啊。 And the other thing you do is you always take them to like get dope ass like massages. 然后台湾的按摩，台北的按摩真的很舒服，然后就是 CP 值很高，是这样说对不对？
Yes.
国外的按摩超级爆贵， insane. It's like super super.
Yeah, in Australia it's so expensive.
It's really expensive. It's like 一个小时要3000多台币，一个小时。And that's like very normal pricing.
对对。
And Taiwan is a great place, and they have so many great choices. So, 我从认识 Julia 到现在, we've known each other from like 18, 19-ish.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of massages because I have very 小短腿, and I'm always like trying to like, you know, trying to like make them like thinner and like 不要那么重, like come on.
Longer.
Yeah, so I've always enjoyed the 按摩.
对.
And yeah, and I've always like, you know, it's like a thing you do with your girlfriends, but Julia's like, I'm so scared for people to touch me. I'm worried it's going to tickle.
It does, okay? And it's painful.
And I have to say, like, I've given up. Because, like, you know, after you ask someone for a year, hey, 你要不要去按摩?很舒服啊。然后我就一直说不要。 She's like, no. And I'm like, it's okay. 那我就不勉强你。 So, like, I'll just go with, like, you know, Albert or with my mom or, like, with Emma.
Yeah.
And I've just never gone with Julie. And, like, yesterday after, you know, a long day at the office of meetings.
Yeah.
And we're eating pizza.
Yeah. We went back to my place. We were hanging out for a few hours.
Until, like,
pizza,
midnight.
Until, like, 12点钟.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Kimberly goes,
Ding.
Albert, shall we go to get
for a massage?
And I was like, oh, massage would kind of sound not too bad.
She said yes.
Yes. Wait.
Julius defaulting to yes. But I have to say, it was a very cute thing because I've just, you know, Julie and I have done like nearly everything, but just not,
but not massaging.
Just not massaging. And it was just,
it was so
weird. It was
weird.
Surreal. It was so surreal. Like,
然后一开始我们进去的时候，我们不是还要泡脚吗？ And I had to like take off my socks.
She was like,
我要脱袜子，然后脱鞋，然后我的脚就是很 out there in the open. You know, it's like exposed. I felt so
naked. I remember I have that on camera.
Yeah. And I was like,
taking off the socks.
我感觉好赤裸，我就在这里光脚，然后在泡脚，然后 in a public space. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
And then they started to came and like 帮我按 shoulder. I was like, all right. Not too bad. And then just when you thought it was going all okay, 我们就开始趴下去要 do the full body 按摩. Bitch, she fucked me up real good. Like, but like there were some really painful parts. 因为我的那个按摩师是一个阿姨，对，哦，她一看就是那种很会捏的阿姨，很有力道的。酸痛吗？
酸痛吗？
我跟你说，我一先趴下来的时候，他就在我身上先帮我小按一下。 And then you just hear like ka ka ka, like three like pa 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 of my back like breaking and cracking.
That's just like you know, like when you have like a door that you haven't opened in an old house, and you just open
that,
it.
I'm that old door.
You're like the virgin door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I lost my literal
Taiwan massage.
Taiwan full body
massage.
Feet massage.
泡脚,
virginity.
Slipper virginity.
With you.
I have to say, I have witnessed history in the making.
And then, 他跟我说
That's right.
我的左边的 body 是他在发炎 or like 气不对 我的气卡住了 My 气 is not right. Okay. And I was like, oh hell no. Oh hell no. I must
所以他要帮你按出来吗 你的气
我觉得他还没全按出来 因为今天早上 我按这个太阳穴这边也超痛 就是还是有点卡卡的 所以他说他要你要用那个什么热的吹风机吹他 So I did that last night
你不会吹你的头发吗 平时
我会啊 可是我很少会吹
oh, 我懂 就是一个,
就没事 一个spot 没事就吹一个spot
I don't do that either
对 I'm 但他说我气太卡 然后脖子也气卡 然后我的左边的背也卡 因为他就是按左边背的时候 就超痛 我右边的时候还好 So I'm like oh Something's going on in me left body.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, dude. So my chi is not flowing, man.
Like, well, do you reckon that would be like a... I don't think a massage could really fix that.
Yeah, I think that's like...
I feel like that's a deeper kind of...
deeper一些的。对,感觉也许你可以去找一个
chiropractor.
Oh, shit.
I have a great chiropractor,
it's more
too.
more intense, but
my
yeah.
chiropractor is a great American, white, like, very happy dude. And he has a dog called Thor.
Oh, that's cute.
And he just, he's like, hello, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so
But it's
scared.
Really good. And every time I go there, when I walk out of there, I feel like my body's different. And I'm not
You're
even
kidding.
I'm not even exaggerating. What Next time heck? You can go with me and you can just watch me do it. You don't have to do it. Just watch me do it. And it's like not painful at all. Like he has this room and you get on this machine and it's a very like, you know, just very slow machine. But it's just like, it looks like an 按摩的椅. And then 你就这样趴着. Yeah. 然后他开的时候他会打开关. 所以你的身体会开关. So it loosens up your joints.
Interesting.
And you do that for like 15 minutes and you just 趴着. And then 他会帮你消毒什么什么. It's really good. And then
I'll watch you. I'll
very
give it
good. Because I actually want to go soon because I feel like, you know, I feel like it's about time. I'm supposed to go like, you know, maybe every 3 months, but I go like every year. 6 months, year. But he's really great and I really like him. And
I just
he's
never
always
thought
helpful.
Like I would be in need of a chiropractor. 你就会不会想说你会需要去
但我觉得这是一种 国外的，像我比较了解的， 因为我妈妈从小她有 back pain，
right，
所以她有一个固定的整骨师， 那他们是那种 like they're a doctor，
right，
so they have like a lot of you know certificate and like they specialize maybe in your neck or mm-hmm. they're a or back specialist or they're yeah. a pelvis specialist or blah blah yeah. blah. So my mom went to a neck and a lower back specialist for her like condition.
Right.
And 他只是算是一种保养 because they say like 为什么你会有关节或是这种的问题是因为你的姿势其实不是因为除非你真的天生比较不 lucky 但平常是因为有些人就这样
Bad, that's me
or they're like
他说我超驼背对或者是像我很喜欢翘脚那当你翘脚的时候你的脊椎就会歪然后有时候你会歪成你的脸都会变形
because yeah honestly it's really true because it happened to me 我有 就是我去做脸啊 And then they can like tell when you lie down And they can see like 你的脸 就是有没有symmetrical 那当然不是完全要完全symmetrical mm-hmm. But like Yeah, it's very interesting But like Yeah,
oh
and then it's just
God.
Really good And then when they say 你的气卡住 I think it means because like You know, you're not stretching And like you're kind of like So you need to be cracked So your
right.
气可以通嘛
Right, because I'm always like Especially when I get anxiety, 像表演前我会很紧张, mm-hmm. so my whole body shuts down and
right,
then it goes into
nerves.
This like really, really intense and just a shitty condition. Like mm-hmm. you just it's not relaxed and I don't know how to relax it. And then I just, mm-hmm. I've been doing that for 3 years every time I get nervous. You know what
Ooh,
I mean? So
I want to get you some like Jingyo. Because I feel like Jingyo is really great. Because like 我只要过敏啊,或者是觉得 就是开始过敏或是觉得不舒服
对
我之前的一个就是 Sunny啊 他有很多很厉害的精油
right
就like涂一点 and 我那时候在片场 然后有人在旁边好像在抽烟 然后你知道那个在闷的地方 and then 就很多
was,
and there was a lot of dust and then like I was just not feeling that great I started to get a little bit of a rash and I was like oh no and then 他就帮我涂一点 and then 过大概半小时 I was like fine And because like, you know, when you 涂在这边, you can smell it and it has like 疗愈的, oh, sorry, not
Magical.
In, according to, you know, Taiwan it's not, but like in the States, like they do say that it's like different, you know, regulations.
Right,
but
right.
In the States, they do say that it has liao xiao. Is that what they say?
Like
it has therapeutic benefits.
Okay, yeah.
So I feel like there's a lot of things you can explore. I'll get you some.
I'm about to like enter a new world. We're
I really think so. I feel like I have to say Julia is such a humble person. Like she never wants to treat herself good. And I'm always like, come on, Julia, treat yourself better. Like, 大家都会觉得, you know, 艺人女艺人都是那种很 snobby, 然后就是每天去做指甲. 她没有做过指甲. I'm like the lovely prototype of like a snobby awesome.
No. And then so like I see Kimmy's nails and I was like, 因为我想说接下来的MV可以有一些新的造型，可以try一些新的东西. So why not take baby steps
nails.
And try some nail experience with you. So we'll keep you guys updated.
Yes, I think we should have like an add-on of like Julia's new adventures. And like with it's
Kimberly.
Like every episode is like the Jubilee new adventure. 做脸, and then 我逼你去做什么保养, and then like we go to like different spa treatments.
Oh shit. That's actually
爱你自己. I think that's a really good idea. And we could like, you know, help people find out like, you know, to do like really 就是放松的事情, like 你可以去做什么样的按摩. Oh my god, this is like a prototype.
Wow, you are on a roll. Did you have like a nice cup of coffee this morning?
I did not, but I had a great massage last night.
Fantastic.
I think this is a prototype. I think we're going to enjoy this.
I think so. That's a really good idea.
I think it's great. And I feel like girls would love to see like, you know, people to like
对,去尝试不同的地方.
对,做什么样的东西,
舒服一下, 疗愈,
that is amazing.
Chill out.
I am excited for that.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for today's episode.
Yes.
And we're gonna edit what happened at the massage place
last
night.
Yes, and we'll let you say that. It's very, very funny.
It's so
cute. I have to say, I'm like a proud mother, like bringing my daughter to the massage parlor for the first time.
Because she keeps just bringing out her camera.
我一定要记录下来Julia的，就是叫什么？就是初次体验 对
yeah
it was very cute. Julia is so
very
cute.
Interesting.
期待期待
alright
bye guys,
we'll see you next time.
Bye
boy.
Bye.